This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. The news will make your head spin these days, right? It's so hard to concentrate with everything that's going on. In addition, do you have 300 unanswered emails? So many projects do. Oh, and the dry cleaning needs to be picked up, and your friend's birthday is coming up. When your brain is racing like this, wouldn't it be amazing to find something to help you get everything done on your to-do list? Some overwhelmed people are scoring stimulant drugs prescribed to treat ADHD, claiming that they help them be hyper-focused and super alert for hours. Aside from the obvious legal issues, is this a genius way to deal with all of our brain challenges? Is it cheating, downright unethical, unhealthy? Todd Bookman dove into the debate around the wider use of so-called smart drugs.
It's not really all that hard to find a college student who is or who knows someone taking Ritalin or Adderall.
Yeah, I definitely know a few people who take these drugs, who get them from friends who are prescribed, who source them from other places without being prescribed. Yeah.
Farah Rahaman is a junior majoring in global studies at Drexel University. She says students don't see much risk in taking it or sharing it with others. In fact, something like a third of undergrads have taken so-called smart drugs without a prescription. There's lots of supply and plenty of demand.
People are taking these drugs because of the excessive pressures they face to perform, to meet the demands of a rigorous curriculum, but more than that, to meet the extracurricular demands. And that's really hard. It's hard to be a student.
And it's not like it necessarily gets easier after graduation. Between jobs and family and kids' sports and work emails at all hours, a lot of people feel like they're stuck on a hamster wheel. Or, to use a less photogenic animal, the rat race.
What's not clear is how you get off the rat race.
This is Anjan Chatterjee. He's chair of the neurology department at Pennsylvania Hospital. And he believes that if people think smart drugs help them succeed, help them be more focused or productive, then they should have access to them. As simple as that.
It would be a mistake to think that I'm a proponent of people using these smart drugs as much as being a proponent of people having the choice to use smart drugs.
The same way people have the choice to use alcohol and nicotine. They're drugs that can also be abused, but adults are reasonably free to use them as they wish. It's a libertarian take on the doctor-patient relationship. Although Chatterjee doesn't think smart drugs should be available at every 7-Eleven.
For the time being, I think they need to go through physicians, and in large part to be able to educate people about what the potential risks and benefits are, and so people know when we think they're relatively safe, what the parameters of that are.
He cites research showing Ritalin and Adderall are relatively safe when taken in the correct dose, at least in the short term. The long-term effects and the addictive qualities are less understood, something Chatterjee would like to see more research done on. And that shortage of concrete evidence about their safety makes this question of access to smart drugs controversial. Then there's the fact that even the benefits aren't exactly clear. Amy Arnston is a professor of neuroscience at Yale Medical School. She says the desire for a chemical boost is an understandable reaction to the demands of today's economy.
We are in the information age, where to succeed, to thrive, you need the full functioning of a part of your brain called the prefrontal cortex, which is what my lab studies.
The prefrontal cortex is the part of your brain located just behind the forehead.
Our work has shown that prefrontal cortex is like Goldilocks, has to have everything just right.
But fatigue and even small amounts of stress impair the prefrontal cortex and limit our ability to compete and succeed. Arnston says stimulants like Ritalin and Adderall don't turn us into geniuses. They work by correcting the neurochemical environment so our brains are in an optimal state.
You can't produce a supernormal brain with these drugs. You simply are trying to make up for fatigue or stress.
But the thing is, research shows that for healthy adults, that is, people without ADHD, Adderall has little impact on performance. People don't score better on tests or have sharper memories. Instead, these pills seem to have more to do with motivation and drive. They make monotonous or unpleasant tasks more tolerable. kind of the same way coffee does.
Caffeine is also a quote-unquote smart drug. It can help us, especially when we're fatigued. I know in my own case, has a huge effects on my cognitive abilities. But none of us think of that as something that's unethical, because we have an inherent understanding that this is not making us supermen. This is simply allowing us to get a little closer to our best selves.
But what if our best self loses out on the promotion to the dude a cubicle over taking Ritalin? Is that ethical? If we create a world where anybody who wants to can take smart drugs, do those of us who don't take it end up at a disadvantage? Do we even want to live in that world, where everyone's hamster wheel is spinning faster and faster? Maybe the smartest drug of all will be the one that gets us off the wheel. For The Pulse, I'm Todd Bookman.